Hi, welcome to another episode of Wealth Expertise Podcast. I'm your host, Madhu Kodidala, founder of Wealth Expertise Hub. Today, I'm going to deep into the heart of wealth mastery. As a creator of a blueprint to financial peace and the formula for wealth creation, my mission is to guide and support and give the clarity and path to the 100,000 working professionals to achieve financial peace using my root analysis wealth model. So, in this podcast, I'm going to deep into the clarity of how risk management is important in making a financial decisions. Your ultimate guide to risk management and financial decisions is going to get deep into this podcast, please. So the strategy is understanding the role of risk in financial decisions. Risk is an inherent part of financial decisions. In this segment, I will unreveal the concept of risk, its various forms, and the pivotal role it plays in shaping your financial landscape. That is, understanding risk is the first foremost important step to mastering it. So, why it is important, and what is the role of risk in financial decisions? Risk is an inherent and integral aspect of every financial decisions of yours. It's the uncertainty that surrounds potential outcomes, both positive and negative. While risk is many times associated with negative consequences only, it's essential to recognize that it's also a driver of potential rewards. In this segment, I'm going to give the essence, how you need to explore the fundamental role of risk in shaping your financial decisions, and why you need to understand and manage it in a very particular way to the crucial components of your financial mastery. So that level you are going to get into this segment. First, understanding that risk. What is the definition of risk and why it is defining a risk? At its core, risk refers to a probability of an event occurring and the potential impact it may have. One of our financial well-being will say that this event can be anything from a market. So, always have a clarity. Downturn affecting investments to unexpected health expenses or even for a job loss of yours. Recognizing the diverse nature of risk is the first step in navigating the major financial complexes of yours. That is, types of financial risk. I'm going to give the essence here. Financial risk come in various forms, each demanding a unique approach to management. That is, common types including your market risk, credit risk, or liquidity risk, or operational risk, and more. For instance, I'm going to clarity in this segment is, market risk is associated with fluctuations in investment values, while credit risk pertains to the likelihood of borrowers defaulting on a loans. Understanding these categories helps you better for managing your strategies to specify situations. So, understanding about your financial risk is most important. And coming to this, the types of financial risk, first I would like to convey the clarity here is the risk tolerance. Every individual has a different appetite of risk. Some are comfortable taking on higher levels of risk, and somebody is a conservative approach, and determining the risk tolerance is a critical aspect of understanding your financial personality. It ensures that the risk you undertake align with your comfort level and long-term your goals. There is a risk tolerance where you need to have a clarity. And the risk and the reward is also one of the major factors. Risk and reward are intertwined in financial making decisions. Generally, higher potential returns are associated with higher risk. It's a delicate balance that requires careful consideration. I'm exploring here how to strike the right equilibrium between risk and reward that ensure your decisions align with your financial objective of yours. That is, when you have an uncertainty situation and when you are in an uncertain situation, what are the decisions you are going to take? The financial decisions are many times made in an environment of uncertainty. We can't predict the future, but you can make informed decisions based on your available information at present. Understanding how uncertainty affects decisions making and embrace the fact that not all risk can be eliminated for getting up a financial resilience of yours. That is also important in uncertainty times when you're taking a financial decisions. The risk management strategies. What is the risk management strategies? While it's impossible to eliminate all risk, effective risk management involves strategies to minimize the thing, control or a transfer potential negative impacts of yours. That is diversification through research and having a well thought out financial plan are among the major strategies I would like to convey the message here. This approach empowers individuals to navigate uncertainties with confidence. So, understanding the role of risk in financial decision is a foundational step towards achieving the financial mastery. By acknowledging, elevating, and evaluating the strategical management risk, individuals can make decisions that align with your objectives of yours, whatever you decide. That's just I'm reiterating here. The understanding about the financial risk is first understanding about your defining risk and types of financial risk and risk tolerance and the risk and the reward. What are the things you need to understand and uncertainty and decision making and risk management strategies. So if you understand understand these perspective about the risk levels, definitely you may evolve among 95% above. So these are the most important factor. And the second golden nugget, what I would like to convey the message here is identifying and assessing financial risk. How you are going to identify and what are all the financial risk you are going to assess. Every decision comes with its own set of risk. That is, I will discuss how to identify and how to assess your financial risk in a different scenarios. From investment decisions to career choices. You will learn the art of evaluating and quantifying risk in a way that empowers you for a betterment. In the reality of financial decision making, the ability to identify and assess risk is major paramount. That is, financial risk come in various forms. That is, from market volatility and economic uncertainties to personal factors in such as job stability and health issues. Identifying of this risk in a deeper level and examine about these in a real way, about these factors that could impact your financial well-being, please. This assessment financial risk requires a comprehensive analysis of the potential impact and probability of risk category. It's about understanding the potential downside of your decisions. This process demands a keen awareness of both external market forces and individual circumstances. So, a strategic approach involves considering factors such as market trends, economic indicators, and potential life events of yours. So, additionally, I'm just giving the clarity to you is understanding one's risk tolerance and financial goals is crucial in determining the level of risk that you are going to accept. So, by honoring this skill, by identification of your assessing financial risk, basing on your capacity, you can make decisions. And the strategies and how you need to get out of your uncertainties with greater confidence. This proactive approach is fundamental to effective risk management and is an integral part of your achieving financial peace and mastery. So that shows a real essence about your identifying and assessing of your financial risk. It is somewhat tricky. You need to listen this podcast twice or thrice, then only it will get understand. Otherwise, in one go, it will not. So please listen this podcast twice or thrice and understand the essence what I'm going to give the clarity here. The third important golden nugget is strategies of mitigating risk in investments. How you are going to mitigate the risk? Investments inherently carry risk, that everybody knows. But they also represents that this particular risk is mean to. In this segment, I will explore effective strategies for mitigating risk in your investment portfolios and your diversification of your money and your about how you are going to research and what are the proactive risk managements will be the focus of yours. So mitigating risk in investments is a multifaceted endeavor that everybody knows, but it demands a strategic and well-informed approach, please. Diversification is a key strategy that is spreading investment across different asset classes to reduce the vulnerability to market fluctuations. Thorough research and due diligence, which will help by selecting the investments patterns with strong fundamentals, setting realistic expectations and aligning investments with long-term financial goals, and how you are contributing to your risk mitigant is the majority thing. Regularly reviewing and rebalancing the investment portfolio ensures it remains aligned for your objectives. So discipline and patient approach to investment is one of the major factor. It will stay informed about market trends, and it will extra layer for your protection against a potential risk what you are going to incur in your decisions. So the strategies of mitigating risk is also one of the major important. And the fourth golden nugget I'm going to share here is balancing risk and reward. The art of decision making, how you are going to take a decision in a right way, in a right patterns. Balancing risk and reward is an art that you know, and especially in financial decisions. I'm going to dive into the decision making frameworks that helps drive the right equilibrium to you. That is, from assessing your risk tolerance to aligned decisions based on your financial goals. You will gain valuable insights about the art of decision making. That is, effective decision making in the reality of finance requires a mastering the delicate art of balancing risk and reward. What is that? This process involves weighing potential against possible losses, that considering both short-term and long-term implications. In the principles, what I'm sharing in this segment is how you as an individual person to navigate the financial decision making in a right way. That is, first understanding the risk tolerance. The first brushstroke in this artistry involves understanding one's risk tolerance. How? This is a deeply personal aspect influenced by individual circumstances. It's not common for all. It's vary from one individual to another individual. For financial goals and emotional resilience, it's crucial to recognize the risk tolerance varies among individuals. And a decision that aligns with one person's risk appetite may not suit another's also. So, aligning decisions with financial goals is most critical. So, every financial decision should be a brushstroke contributing to a larger masterpiece of one's financial goals, whether the objective is wealth accumulation, or objective is retirement planning, or objective is major life purchases, or aligning decisions with these goals ensures the risk is taken purposefully and with a clear destination in your mind. That is, diversification as an appellant, that is a palette for you. So please understand this. This will bring you the peace in your life if you know whatever I'm discussing in this segment. So embracing informed decision making, long-term vision, how you're going to take this long-term vision is also major important. So true mastery of this art requires a long-term vision. How? Financial decision should not be impulsive strokes, but it's a contribution from a larger enduring masterpiece. Keeping the long-term perspective in focus helps to get the clarity about your vision, about your uncertainties, about your exact level of expertise, how much the money you need to avail, how much you need to get. So these things, it will be get the clarity within you. So I'm giving the fifth golden nugget in this segment is changing financial landscapes and adapting in a right way. So that the major aspects I would like to convey the message here is how you are going to evolve your financial decisions and how you are going to adopt the market trends and what are all the regulatory changes and what are the investment innovations what you are going to take. That is, financial markets continues to introduce new investment products and strategies. Continuous learning enables individuals to explore innovative investment opportunities, understand the risk and rewards associated with these options, and make informed decisions that align with your financial goals. That innovation you need to be get the clarity. And risk management, flexibility in financing decisions, making is a key component of effective risk. As circumstances changes, you need to change and you need to adopt all these things. So when you are get into this clarity about the risk management and risk appetite, definitely the answers will come to you to scale your finances to the next level. And long-term financial planning, how you are going to take the long-term financial planning. Financial planning is a dynamic process that everybody knows that requires a ongoing evaluation and adjustments, continuous learning, which will help you for a better financial plans so that you will get the clarity about your strategies, alignment, and for your goals. And also for your economic uncertainties also you need to undergo. The technological advancements you need to be understand, and personal finance growth. Continuous learning fosters your financial growth. That financial growth, how you are going to get. In a sense, the journey toward financial success is a dynamic and evolving process. This continuous learning ensures that individuals are equipped with the latest knowledge and insights, while flexibility empowers them to adopt your financial strategies to change the circumstances of yours. So these attributes form a powerful combination for navigating the complexities of financial decisions, whatever the decisions you are going to take, and achieving for your long-term financial peace. That will change the reality of yours. So be proactive in at all times. And the sixth golden nugget, what I'm going to share in this podcast, is to understand about risk, the role of insurance in financial risk management. Insurance is, it will play the major role. Insurance is a powerful tool in managing financial risk. So I'm explored the various types of insurance and their role in providing a safety net for unexpected events, from health to life and property. Understanding insurance is a crucial aspect of comprehensive risk management. How? Because when you plan for something, any uncertainty happen, any health issues happen, any family issues arises, if you required an amount at any time, so anything require at any stage of this particular uncertainties, the insurance will play a major role. So taking of your health insurance, taking of your life insurance, that is term plan, or for any property insurances, whether you have any properties, taking property insurance for any calamities happen, for any type of things, it should be aligned for your risk so that you will be face that challenges in the times of uncertainty. So you need to be get the clarity how you are going to get what you want to get in your life. So thank you for joining in this exploration of risk management in financial decisions. So remember, mastering risk is not about avoiding. It's entirely but a navigating it with your wisdom and the strategy and the planning. I'm confident this podcast has given immense insights about the risk management, how you need to evolve, how you need to get to become a financial piece. So please share this podcast with your friends and family members so that they will get benefit. And also, I'm giving the link in the description. Click that link to join the Elite Community Club for free to scale your financial situation. You will get the daily bites there so that you will execute in a real time to elevate your finances. And also, one more link it has been given in this description. If you want to be associate with me for the lifelong, so please click that link and you will get the roadmap and the path and how you need to get your objectives. Every will be clearly decoded in those things. You will be associated with me for lifelong. That is step-by-step process by using a root analysis wealth model. You will get the clarity. So until next time, stay financially empowered. Madhu Kodidala, founder of Wealth Expertise Podcast. And also, I would like to convey the message here. To your success, to your financial success, you need to take responsibility about your life. Madhu Kodidala, founder of Wealth Expertise Hub. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.